every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mooneville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. The net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. If it was not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.mooneville.arc.com. Get a little out of breath. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And Bob, be advised, there are two more stations after me.
Bob, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB, Bill here in Franklin Park Borough. And I jumped over somebody, not sure what the issues are, but good evening to all. And it's cold here, it's brittle, back to net control through the Echolink system, over.
Very good, Bill, KA3TFB and KD2. FPM, Kevin. Is there another EchoLink station wishing to check in?
Jeff, that was Matt R., Kevin's best buddy up there. There was no audio on his compandering signal there. It just didn't produce any audio, but he keyed up to it, and his name was Matt. So if you know Matt's call sign, you can check him in. Back to net control from KA3TFB.
All right, very good, Bill, and thank you for the assistance. Yeah, I did hear him get into the repeater earlier, but no audio also. Okay, well, we'll go back to Kevin, see how things are doing with him this evening. KD2FPM, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Bob. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York. Looks like we got about 12 degrees. It's cold. And, boy, the snow amounts have varied massively all over the place. Some areas have gotten several inches, while areas around, like me, I only got just about an inch here. So it's been kind of sporadic because of the way the lake effect bands worked. Yeah, Matt, just be advised, KD2JWC is going to switch over to another device, so hopefully he'll be able to get in here and chat with us, too. And my good friend Bill, K3TFB, be advised, Santa Claus made a stop to the post office box, and I'm currently holding here in my hands a awesome book, General License Course. I thank you very much. I started to look at it, And if I didn't stop looking at it, I probably would have read it from cover to cover last night. It's a very good book. Excellent. Oh, I got to tell you, I am so impressed with this book. I'm like, it's just amazing. The pictures that go along with the information, and it's very clear and concisely written. You picked a very, very nice book. I'm deeply appreciative of that, Bob, or Bill, that is. And, Bob, I'm going to hand it back over to you really quick. 7-3, KD2FPM, I'll stand by and monitor. Back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, I know what you mean with the snow. I noticed here we got probably 6-7 inches somewhere in that area. We didn't get a terrific amount. I went over to Boonville, and I guess they had 8 to 10. So it's considerably more than we had. Depended on which way the snow belt went through and which way the wind was blowing, I guess. So, okay, I'll stand by for a second to see if Matt can check in again. Maybe he'll have a little bit of audio with him this time. Matt, give it a try again.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt in Oneonta. Please tell me it worked this time.
Roger. Good audio.
Okay, thank you, guys. Sorry, I thought I had my laptop set up so I could actually just use my laptop rather than my iPad to do this, but I guess I was wrong. I have a little more work to do, and I will throw it back to net control of KD2JWC.
Okay, very good, Matt. Well, I'm glad you were able to complete it. Anyway, I'm having a little voice trouble tonight. First couple times there wasn't any audio. I knew you were there or someone was there, but no audio to complete it. So I'm glad you found the cure of the problem, or at least a direction to go with it. Okay, well, we'll go back to Bill. We didn't give Bill too much of a chance down his way. I know it's been cold all over, and I guess he's joined with us with the cold temperatures also. KA3TFM. Go ahead, Bill.
KD2AIT repeater and the group KA3TFB. Indeed. I would not invent cold weather. I surely won't be called the inventor of this. Too much misery. You know, we've had a lot of accidents over the few days. People just don't seem to care, don't pay attention. Safety is not their concern. They're focused on whatever they're focused on, which surely isn't driving. Anyhow, Mr. Kevin James, top of the evening to you. I wish that Santa Claus would, visit you more often. What I expect is will you put that on your shelf along with your other important precious cargo, and when it's ready, when you it'll be waiting for you, and when you're ready to take that, you have at it, and then you let me know when you pass, and there'll be another thing coming down the line for you. I want all you amateurs up there in New York to upgrade, that's the best way to do it. And I'll give it back to you. I thank you for your thank you. And good evening to all. There's probably 1,000 people waiting, and they sure don't want to hear me yakety-yak. Hey, Bob, thanks for being there. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system back to net control. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, thank you for checking in, and don't worry about the yakking. There's enough of us that can cover that for a while. So, well, you have a good evening, and I think there's always room for improvement, I guess. It's about the only way you can put it. Anyhow, I believe we've got all the EchoLink stations. Kevin, I'm going to rely on you or Bill. Are there any other Echo Link stations standing by?
Bob, be advised, yeah, KD2JWC is still sitting there, and I guess he'll chat with you for a second. He'd be the last one in the queue. KD2FBM, back to next.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, he checked in a little bit ago, but if you have more to enlighten us with, feel free to do it, Matt.
Yeah, I'm all good, KD2JWC. Kevin pretty much covered my temperature. I'm showing 14 with a 9-degree wind chill. I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying the cold weather. It's actually nice to have winter. I know Kevin's probably going to scream at me for that one later, but I don't mind the cold. I don't mind the hot. I prefer cold, but I prefer it to just say either one or the other, cold or hot, with this warm, cold that kind of usually gets to everybody. I know it usually doesn't make me feel all that great, because this is when I usually end up catching a cold or getting sick. So I like trying to avoid that. But I will say 7-3 is all here. I will still be standing by and monitoring for the rest of the net. KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, very good, Matt. Yeah, I'm with you with the temperature. I'd like to see it stabilize a little bit one way or the other. Certainly a good possibility with the changes that we've had that people can get a cold. Very easy to do. Okay, with that, this is N5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2AOW.
KD2AIT.
You.
KD2AIT.
Okay, we've got three more. KD2AIT, KD2ZNZ, and N2PFM. George, what's going on by you?
Well, good evening, Bob. Name there and everybody else on the net. Jeff and Ormtua got a temperature here of 17 degrees. Temperature range today was 14 to 24. Did get 2 inches of lake effect snow overnight before it went down and out of here. Had a mostly sunny day. And right now it seems to be snowing very, very lightly here. So we escaped the heavy bullet on the lake effect this time for sure. We're promising about 2 to 3 feet, and we got barely 2 inches, which... I'm not complaining. In fact, I'm kind of happy about that. So we'll see what Jack has been doing for the year. Brings me up to 31 inches on the year now, on the season, I should say. With that, God bless, and 73 is N2PFM clear.
All right, very good, George. Yeah, I think we had a lot of variable around with the snow, and it's doing the same thing here. Very light snow at this time. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll turn it over to Jack, KD2ZNZ.
Good evening, Bob, and everybody on board. Good to hear everybody there. Yeah, we got the center of that blizzard coming through here, right where I live, and with the wind blowing in the 30 to 40 mile an hour category. It's kind of hard to tell how much. It's tough to out all. Makes me think Jeff is coming up. His grandfather always used to say it's tough to measure horizontal snow, and I guess that's true. But we got a good foot around and much more in drift. So anyways. That's the first snow really to speak of that we've had down here. And we're at 15 degrees right now. Got up to a high of about 23, 24. 73, hello! KA2 Zeta, thank you, Bob.
Okay, glad you got a little bit of snow. You got to have that just to recognize that it's winter. I think everybody around got a little dusting here and there, but it varied a whole lot. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Jack. I'll probably visit with you a little later. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, good evening, KD2AIT. Doing all right. Pretty much worked all day. So what else is new in the wintertime? Kind of cool out. A little bit of shoveling out there today. And I went back to work. So just finishing up. I'm going to be heading off to bed here in about 5 minutes. KD2AIT, back to that.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I know you run long nights at times and busy. Tell you what. You get a lot of heart. You put a lot of hours in. Well, thank you for checking in, and you have a great evening. Okay, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
WA2U. I guess I didn't make it before.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got Pete, KC2WI, and WA2U, John. John, start us off.
Okay, left a little bit of a pause, WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening and upgrading and everything. Boy, I hear the signs of things and I feel, makes you feel older. I remember they used to have the advanced class, the novice, and Kathy and I were just chatting how they, was it novice, tech, general, advanced, and extra, and they got the no-code thing going, and anyway, so, lots of changes and call sign changes and things of that, so anyways, had a good day today, had some company, ran into, drove in the camp with the four-wheeler, so we had I wasn't sure, the guy said, oh, we'd be able to get in there. Actually, they had a plow on it. We got a nice path going to camp over there. That's kind of funny. But we went over there, and I got about halfway there and decided, well, you know, we didn't put the chainsaw on the back. And it's not like there's not enough chainsaws around. In fact, there's one right on the foyer. I thought with all that wind, I said, well, we've got to have at least one tree down or some limbs, but we lucked out. There was nothing across the pathway except lots of snow. So got into camp and looked around and discovered it's still there and went inside. And I think it was colder inside than it was outside. And came back out and did some stuff around the house here today. They emptied the dumpster. Yay, it's been a long time. Dumpster number 11 from Mahler Construction. But they haven't taken it away. So it doesn't count until that thing leaves the yard. It was one of our landmark things, you know. You see the dumpster in the right driveway. But anyways, so hopefully that'll disappear. And a guy came over and plowed the driveway. So we're all good there. And we went out, Kathy and I went out and shoveled out the mailbox. All these fun things. But I guess we've all been waiting for it. But it's nice. And glad we're able to do that. So, but yeah, it's a good time of the year to pick up a study guide or whatever. And Pete, for you, I did call Universal Radio today, and I was disappointed. They used to come out with a CD, and it was a CD that Fred Osterman had. They had all digital forms of communications, and you could put it in your computer, and it would give you simulations of what the various digital modes sounded like. You know, whatever was going on, ASCII, Baudot, Clover, I don't know. There was a whole slew of them. And it was kind of neat. And you could also hear what it sounded like when you're tuning across the band. But they no longer have that anymore. So, and, of course, now the new thing is APCO P25-2. I guess it's APCO 2 now. So I have to rediscover that and find out what that's all about. That's probably a new mode that everyone will go to. And then all of us have digital scanners, have to upgrade or we won't hear anything. So anyways, I'll turn it back over to you, Bob, and Oh, 9 degrees. A whopping 9 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. WATU, back to that.
Okay, very good, John. Yeah, I think it's down in and around that temperature pretty much all over. My different people I talked to today have said the same thing. It's just been, you know, hanging in there. So, okay, well, you have a fine evening, and stay warm. KC2WY, Pete, how are you doing?
Okay, good evening, Bob, and everyone on the net. KC2WI, it's 13 degrees here. The high today was 19, and I guess that's about right. I decided when it was sunny this morning, okay, I'm going out for a snowmobile ride early. Well, I still didn't get out till noon. It's really too bad because I could have run some more, and I decided I'd go down to Lyons Falls and fill up with gas and go up the back way to Brantingham and then go into Pine Lake and Big Otter Lake, my favorite boondocky ride, and you end up on a little bit of plowed road, which, you know, you got to strategically decide when you're going to do it, because if it's been sunny or raining or something, it's going to be fair, but... Yesterday you could have ridden around any secondary road here on a snowmobile. Everything was full of snow. But today it got plowed off and, you know, and sanded, and it was still most places you could, you know, there was a little snow. You go to Brantingham and you go down, I think it's called Brantingham Road for a ways, east of town there, and then, past the golf course. Then turns into Steam Mill Road, goes down a few miles, and usually that's not sanded, it's just plowed, and then you get to the end of that, and there's the state, what they call it, Drunker Creek Truck Trail, which goes, I guess, to Drunker Creek. I don't know if the little stream that you cross is Drunker Creek, or if that's the one that's along the side of it. I never looked at the map. And then it continues on as an old logging road for another few, three or four miles or something. You get to an intersection, and the actual snowmobile trail turns, goes down and up, and that's a little chore because it's a pretty steep uphill and there's rocks. I had to back up a couple of times there, and I got to one tree. I rode around, and after a few miles, you hit the Pine Lake Trail, and if you turn left, you come out to the Parkersville Road, you turn right, you go down to Pine Lake, And then there is a real, it's a trail. It's a foot trail. It goes over to Big Otter. So that was my plan, and you come out to Big Otter Road. Well, I got to almost Pine Lake, and there was a tree across, two trees. I looked, I said, I can't go around. It's all thick woods on either side. If I had an old, you know, Elan or something, I could have probably snuck under one of them at one spot, but there's no way with a modern snowmobile. So I turned, of course I was right in this narrow trail. It wasn't like I could just back up and turn around, so I backed up a ways and backed up a foot too far and had to do a little manual moving, but no problem. And came back out to a, and I got stuck. At a spot where, you know, just a little hill and a couple of rocks, and it took me, I must have spent, it seemed like I was there an hour, but I'm sure it was more like 30 or 40 minutes. I went up, spun a little bit, stopped, backed up, packed a little bit, did it again, backed up, got my shovel out, packed, you know, shoveled snow, packed snow, stomped up and down, let it harden up, and then drove out, not a problem, but by that time, I headed just back out to Parkersville Road and back the easy way and stopped for dinner in town, but when I got back here, I saw a video on the sledfreak.com, Ride to Stillwater, and boy, it looked like a really nice, you know, they hadn't groomed out there, which was great for, as far as I'm concerned. There wasn't not enough people to make it rough, but it was like, you know, really riding on a snowmobile trail instead of a pack. about it early. Realized it was that good all the way out to Stillwater that apparently it looked like it was a lot of snow all the way out to there. I kind of thought, well, you know, this lake effect band was somewhat narrow. I don't know if there's that much snow up there, but apparently there is. I don't know how much you have up there, Bob, but maybe you guys got some last, you know, out of last night, whatever, where we didn't really get anything here. Anyway, it was beautiful weather until later in the afternoon. It kind of got a little hazy and that, but boy, it was nice, you know, clear blue sky and really pretty with all the snow and the on the trees and all that good stuff. So that was my activity. I just decided I spent so much time blowing snow. What the heck am I living here for if I can't go out and enjoy it? So that's what I did. Other than that, I guess not too much. With my new antenna, I'm able to get into the Remsen repeater and, you know, the link there. And so I guess tonight, 7 o'clock, they have a big swap net. So I checked into that. Listed my two antique radios that I'd like to have somebody come get out of my father's shop. He's been bugging. Collector of antique radios. I've got two 1920s and a 1930 vintage 1920 Atwater Kent, 30s vintage Stromberg Carlson big console radios. They both need fixing, both electrically and mechanically. I think electrically they're, you know, the chassis and electronics all look pretty good, in pretty good shape, but I'm sure things need to be, you know, checked and maybe capacitors replaced and stuff like that. Pass the word. Anyway, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, as you were talking about those, I was thinking immediately that caps on them ought to be pretty well shot, especially with the older ones. Anyway, well, sounds like you had fun. I at least got out and got a ride, and that works out good. I have a yen for it from time to time, but of course, I don't think my body would agree with it, much as I loved it. But anyway, I'm glad to get out. And, yeah, trails ought to be at least starting to get a little bit better. They get a little more snow and get packed out. It'd be worthwhile taking a ride. Underneath, I would imagine, a goodly amount of ice, because we had that rain before that, and then the temperature dropped and it did freeze, and the snow came. So, anyway, I'm rambling on a little bit. My day kind of went, busy enough. I went out, did some plowing, took care of my customers, and then I made some room down a path that I usually go when I take the dog, a little on the rough side. Wasn't sure it was going to be feasible to run over that, but I went through it with the truck and everything was fine. I got rid of the snowbank at the other end of it. And as far as snow quantity, I guess would be the word, or, well, depth, the snow depth, we had, I would say, about a good 8 inches, and it probably settled down maybe to 6 to 7, somewhere in that area. But there were some areas when we had the wind was a whole lot deeper. Of course, that's the drifting effect of it. Okay, well, Pete, you have a good evening. Glad you checked in with us. And we'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, how have you been?
Same as everybody else. Plowing snow, shoveling snow. Spent the entire morning doing the snow thing. It's still snowing here a little bit. Got 10 degrees up on the hill. And I'm out in the shop organizing my tow truck. It's everything gets thrown into boxes. And it's carrying a lot more stuff than I need to carry, and just going through the boxes trying to figure out what I need and what I don't need and getting rid of duplicates.
Yeah, I know what you mean with the clutter. I have my extended cab. Sometimes the boy gets overloaded in the wintertime with things between clothing and God knows what else I put in there. So, yeah, it certainly gets closed in a hurry. So, okay, well, thank you for checking in, Ray. You have a good evening. And I hope you get a little more relaxing day tomorrow. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAQ with a comment.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, Ray, you know how the way, you know that the way it's going to work is that the one box you take out will probably be the one you need. That's the way it works for me, usually. It's that one thing that you wouldn't think you need, but anyways, good luck with organizing. I guess we always have a continue ongoing spring cleaning or organizing. And Pete, on your receivers there, there's a fellow, once in a while he comes up here, he might be able to help you out. I don't know if you're interested in repairing or something. He has access to parts. Lenny, KC2IXV, IXV, India X-Ray Victor. He lives down in Cicero, but he's always tinkering around with old radio stuff, and I guess he's got a places where he can get parts and things, so KC2IXV. You may find him. I don't know if he checks into the first cup net on 145.21. The repeater is back up, or the after-dinner net. That would be a long shot for you. 145.21 with a PL of 71.9. And temperature is dropping rapidly here, Bob. It's down to about 8, heading for 7. WATU, back to net.
Very good, John. Yeah, I noticed that, and the snow is getting slightly heavier here, too. So, yeah, I think we're going to end for a cold evening. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Boy, lips aren't working either tonight. I want to thank Ray, Pete, John, Jeff, Jack, George, Matt down in Oneonta, Bill down in Pennsylvania, and Kevin in Oneonta for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 to all and 5 ALW clear.
KA3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Well, indeed tonight it is a cold one. And I'm not able to log on to that 8 o'clock repeater system there in Boonville or whatever that place is. It just doesn't work. I can't find, the material can't find the repeater. It's like it's not logged on. I've had this in the past in IPL and reloading the phone takes care of some of that, but some of that, when that happened before, they had a problem with that repeater where it didn't log you on. So that's why I can't make it there. So how you been? How's your New Year's starting out? KA3TFB, over.
Hey, not doing too bad. That Lowville repeater, they've got a problem with the internet. As soon as they get that issue fixed, it'll hopefully be back up and running again. So, the other night when the wind was blowing pretty hard, it was really creating some problem. About 10 minutes before the net was to come up at 8 o'clock, I was already logged in, and next thing you know, boom, it was gone. I tried to get back in, and I've got it saved in my favorites, and it shows that it's currently offline, so hopefully it'll come back in. as for my new year, things are going pretty smooth so far. And like I say, I was very surprised to see that book come in the mail. That was amazing. I've been glancing through it, so I'm going to get focused in there pretty quick. And I'm hearing Octens coming into Norwich, so I know they're going to be coming in here pretty quick. And I know Matt wanted to try out his other machine to see if he could get in. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to back out and let KD2JWC key up. This is KD2FPM.
JWC, KA3TFB, you keyed up to the repeater, but again, there was no audio. Hey, Mr. Kevin, top of the evening to you, and we'll catch you later. And please excuse how that was wrapped. That was to be sent one way, and the envelope got put on the wrong way, and it's a long story, and I don't have time tonight to indulge how screwed up that packaging got. Anyhow. Good evening to you. KA3TFB logging off the Echolink system. I wish everyone the best. Good night.
Okay, yeah, Matt, I don't know what happened there. Yeah, there was no audio on that one, KD2JWC. This is KD2FPM, and I know I don't want to hold this repeater down too long here because I know Octen will be coming in pretty quick.
KC2NBU.
Came in last night, there was so much static, it was almost impossible to hear him. I recognized his voice and talked to somebody else, but it was just too much. He wasn't really getting through that well. And to KPR.
Okay,
Rich,
I'll remind you again. I think he was aware of it. Last night was a tough night for some reason. I just turned my power down a little bit. I'm sure it's going to be okay, this is W2JUZ returning to 14517. Thanks to those who just checked in to see. W2JUZ, sir.
Thank you, Al. Enter KPI out there. Good evening, everybody. Enter KPI.
FM is still on frequency.
KD2, JAWC, KD2 FBM.
KD2 JWC, this is KD2 FPM. Yes, we heard you that time. Now you're coming in nice and clear.
Okay, KD2 FPM, KD2 JWC. Okay, I had a few settings that I had to change in settings and tinker around with them. And yes, you're correct. That one setting was set too. I don't know why. It was off. But, alright, so it sounds good now. I can probably actually use this next time successfully. KD2 FPM, KD2 JWC.
Yep, received. Yeah, sometimes things get a little weird with the settings, and it sounds like you hit the head of the nail square there on getting it all reconfigured, so I think you should be all set to go. So. Sounds like a plan. I tell you what, if you're ready, we can bail out of here. I got to get a weather report out to Albany really quick, and then I'm going to probably try to see if I can hit the hay, because I know I'm going to have a long day tomorrow. I tell you what I'll do. I'll say 7-3 right now, KD2 JWC. This is KD2 FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and like to thank KD2 AIT for making Echolink possible, along with the club members allowing us to have access. So, always appreciated. 7-3 KD2 FPM will be clear.
Okay, KD2 FPM. This is KD2 JWC. I'll say 7-3 is to you. And 7-3 is to KD2 AIT and everyone up in the Boonville area. Thank you, everyone. Stay warm, safe, and dry. And I will hope to catch everyone tomorrow night if there's anyone still in there listening. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear of this repeater also through Echolink.